So, on to the next topic, which is this. When you hear the phrase credit crunch, you probably think of the housing bubble. But another sector has been hit hard, one where the people getting the loans aren't speculators and there are no teaser rates. Student loans are getting harder and harder for some students and parents to get. What's more, a major determinant of whether a student gets a loan is what type of school that student attends. Joining us to explain why is Robert Shireman. He's the executive director of the Project on Student Debt, part of the not-for-profit organization, the Institute for College Access and Success. Hello, Mr. Shireman.
Hello.
So can you tell us, why are some lenders cutting back on their loan programs?
Well, that credit crunch that you mentioned caused a lot of funds to dry up for banks and other student lenders like Sallie Mae. And when they've got a limited amount of funds, they would rather lend, make one loan of $20,000 over a few years to someone at a private four-year college or maybe a public four-year college than to make several smaller loans to students at community colleges. And so what we are seeing is that some of those banks have said, well, we'll lend to that well-known university, students at that well-known university, but these small loans at community colleges we'd rather not bother with.
And the also the four-year kind of less competitive or private institutes aren't, it's harder for those students to get loans. Is that at all, I don't know, a referendum on the quality of these universities? Are the lenders saying they might not be able, the students who go there might not be able to get good jobs and pay back their money?
In some cases, but more often, it just has to do with the students who go, who may be attending part time, have less background in their preparation in high school, and just a less likelihood of completing, which may or may not have anything to do with the school itself.
And are these loans the big loans? If you go to Penn State, or if you go to an Ivy League school, if you go to any of the big schools that play in the NCAA tournament, they're all federally backed. But the community colleges aren't federally backed loans?
Well, they are all federally backed loans at the community colleges, or virtually all of them are federally backed loans. But they still go through banks, and so the banks can still make a decision about which places they want to make loans to and which places they don't. There are also 5 to 10% of students also take out private loans that go above and beyond any amount guaranteed by the federal government. And we're also seeing some tightening up of the credit requirements for students in those situations. That's where you really do find that question of if there's a trade school, a vocational school, for example, that does not have a good track record of placing students in jobs, they're going to have a harder time getting those types of loans.
But this whole, I don't know if crisis is too strong a word, but this whole development is not, nothing that you've said to me indicates that students are defaulting or the people getting the loans are doing a bad job, as in the housing bubble. It's just lenders don't want to extend the credit. Is that
exactly
right?
Exactly. Students.
That's so it seems very unfair, but perhaps I don't have enough courses in economics to explain why it's fair to me.
Well, it's even taken the economists a lot of work to figure out exactly what's happened in this. In this whole credit crunch, but it's almost like the problems in the mortgage industry caused a virus of sorts, which then upset the way that a lot of different types of loans were financed, even these very secure loans that are essentially co-signed by the federal government.
Why? Could you explain to me, it might take more than 3 minutes, but why is this weird Byzantine system where the federal government is paying the interest to private lenders? Why doesn't the federal government just lend the money directly and we could cut out these private banks making money on the loans anyway?
Well, in fact, the federal government now also has a program that does make those loans directly for exactly the reason you described. The banks are not making any decision about who gets loans or which schools they can go to. So really, they're just, what they're doing is helping the government to collect on the loans. And so the federal government does have a loan program that allows the schools to essentially draw down the money, just like they do federal scholarships like the Pell Grant, and then contracts with those same companies to collect on those loans. Not all, so about 20% of the schools are in that program. More could join, but it does take some administrative changes in order to shift. But it may well be that schools, as they see lenders telling them, sorry, we're not going to be making loans to your school anymore, may cause schools to say, look, why don't we just take these loans directly from the federal government instead of going through the banks.
A couple interesting stats here. There are more than 6.2 million people in community colleges. They make up 40% or more than 40% of all students. The average amount borrowed by a two-year community college student is $9,400. If I'm a student, let's say I just graduated high school and I don't have my aid or loan package secure, I'm going to a two-year school, how much should I be worried about this?
Not too much. The reality is that the school will help make sure that you get a loan. If the lenders they have traditionally used have dried up, there are other lenders, and if there's further problem there, they can get into the direct loan program. So from a student perspective, we do not expect there to be any major problem getting loans. If something happens that's unexpected, it may cause a delay or some hassle, and that's certainly something we want to avoid. But we do not expect it. No reason to have any students stranded without their federal loans.
Is it just going to get more complicated to navigate through all the different ways to get a loan? It used to be fairly straightforward.
There may be some complication as a system changes in August, September, October. If we see more banks deciding not to remain in the program, but once a shift changes. It won't be more complicated on an ongoing basis.
All right. Robert Shireman, the executive director on the Project for Student Debt and the Institute for College Access and Success. And by the way, where did you go to college?
UC Berkeley.
Uh-huh. How expensive was it then?
It was pretty cheap at that time. I guess I'm old.
Did your parents just pay for it out of pocket, or did you get a loan?
They helped. I did get a loan. I did get a little bit of a loan, but not a lot.
And you paid it back rather. How come that's become such a huge joke, paying back your student loan, officer?
It's in movies.
Yeah.
It's a line in movies. And I guess it's because it's really just been this major shift in society where my generation, people generally did not have to borrow to go to education. Now they do. So maybe it's one of those things that people joke about because it makes them nervous, and so it makes them more comfortable when they make a joke.
Yeah. Robert Shireman, Institute for College Access and Success. Thank you, and thanks for answering all those personal questions.
Thank you.
Coming up on the show, we remember Bo Diddley. The rock legend passed away yesterday at the age of 79. His music, and specifically that famous Bo Diddley beat, they still live on. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.